While many governments worry about the coronavirus causing an economic collapse in the blockaded Palestinian enclave of Gaza, the pandemic's triggered a manufacturing boom. Gaza's textile industry has been revived, with workers now making masks and protective clothing, mainly for Israel. Middle East correspondent Eric Torchek reports.
The sewing machines that Gazans once used to make clothing are now stitching masks. Workers at Hassan Shahada's factory are turning out thousands of them. After the corona outbreak, we became busy working in our factories, he says. Even if there's no big profit, we can employ a lot of people. Gaza's been under Israeli military blockade since the Islamist group Hamas, which calls for Israel's destruction, took control of the territory in 2007. Since then, there have been three major conflicts and frequent skirmishes between Israeli forces and Gazan militant groups. But now, Israel is the main market for Gazan-made protective equipment. I have a humanitarian feeling about it, Hassan Shahada says. This is nothing to do with politics or anything else. This pandemic is the enemy of us all, so I don't think there's any difference right now between a Jew and an Arab. The Israeli government says it's helping Gaza deal with the pandemic, but its defense minister stopped the military from testing samples for Gaza's health authorities, saying it needed to focus on the needs of Israelis. The decision came as Israel negotiated with Hamas for the return of two Israelis held by the group and the remains of soldiers who died in Gaza. But in a place where nearly 50% of people are unemployed, many Gazans are unfazed by the politics, like 21-year-old father of two, Mohammed Asaleya. Before the corona outbreak, I didn't have a job, he says. But after the outbreak, I was hired and became busy, working overtime up to 12 hours a day, sometimes returning home late. We really became happy. Gaza's enforced isolation has actually helped it stop the spread of the virus. There are only 17 confirmed cases among its 2 million residents, all of them caught in quarantine before they could spread. Now, factory owner Hassan Shahada is worried about what will happen when the pandemic ends.
Can you see it?
When I told my workers we had a contract to make masks, he says, they were laughing at me. They didn't believe it. Now they're very happy. But my concern is, what are they going to do after the virus disappears? The situation in Gaza is still dire. But for a brief moment, this virus is actually giving some Gazans a better life and bridging the fortified border with their neighbours. From Jerusalem, this is Eric Torchek reporting for AM.